Welcome to Mars Messina Presents. This is Mars, and today is Saturday, January 21st, 2023. For episode 92, we will observe Chinese New Year, as today is Chinese New Year's Eve. We will explore some of the customs, celebrations, and food associated with this holiday. Chinese New Year, also known as Lunar New Year, in 2023 falls on Sunday, meaning tomorrow, January 22nd, and celebrations will culminate with the Lantern Festival on February 5th, 2023. Celebrations last up to 16 days, but only the first 7 days are considered a public holiday in China and in other places across Asia. So basically this year, it'll be January 22nd through the 29th. Those will be fest-filled days. So if you can get yourself to Asia, this would be the time. In East Asia, Lunar New Year begins on the date of the second new moon, the second new moon after the winter solstice. The solstice, of course, has already occurred in December, and this means that the first day of the Lunar New Year can occur any time between January 21st and February 20th, depending on when the moon goes into that phase for the second time of the year. The traditional Chinese calendar is a lunisolar calendar, which means that it is based on astronomical observations of not only the sun's position in the sky, but also the moon's phases. This ancient calendar dates back to the 14th century BCE, whereas the Gregorian calendar was introduced in 1582 AD or CE. The Chinese lunisolar calendar shares some similarities with the Hebrew calendar, which is also lunisolar, and it has influenced other Eastern Asian calendars, such as those of Korea and Vietnam. Although this holiday has come to be known as Chinese New Year in the West, China is not the only country to observe it. Lunar New Year is also called the Spring Festival, and it is the most celebrated and longest of all Asian festivals and is observed by millions of people around the world. A number of other countries in East Asia, including Vietnam, Korea, Japan, and the Philippines, hold their own New Year celebrations at this time of Chinese New Year. Now, occasionally the date may differ by one day or even by one moon cycle due to time zones and other factors. As with many winter celebrations, even though they call it the Spring Festival, because the light is coming back, okay? And there's a bunch of stuff going on underground that we Westerners typically ignore and don't think about. But in the East, they're thinking a lot about what is going on that is unseen underground, and they know that spring is on the way. But the season, of course, is winter, and as with many winter celebrations, the symbolic darkness of night is banished by the light of fireworks, lanterns, and candles. Man-made paper lanterns are hung by the hundreds in public areas, bringing good luck to the new year. And this is a huge, this might be the overriding theme of Chinese New Year celebrations, is good luck. There are dragon dances that symbolize good luck, performances and festival parades with music and acrobatics, celebrating the return of the light. And not only physical light that we see in our atmosphere, but light in our lives. The festival continues for 2 weeks, finishing again, like I said, on February 5th this year with a special lantern festival, and that will signal the end of the New Year celebration period. Now, I happen to teach in a school district that is heavily populated by Asians, especially Chinese. The school system observes this holiday with parades, dances, and other performances. And throughout the year, the Pledge of Allegiance is not only recited in English and Spanish, but also in Mandarin. we're off dates. Now I want to talk about food because that's something in which everyone is interested in. You might want to try some of this yourself this weekend or in the coming week up to February 5th, because this is what the Chinese will be eating. Excuse me for my green tea break in honor of Chinese New Year. Okay. Certain dishes are eaten during the Chinese New Year for their symbolic meaning. This is what I love about the Asian culture. It's rich with symbolism. And I love symbols because you take one thing and it represents a million different other things. It's not so literal as our culture, which has its advantages too. But I love symbolism. Anyway, the food that is eaten has symbolic meaning. Lucky food is served during the 16-day festival season, especially on Chinese New Year dinner on New Year's Eve, which happens to be today this year, and it is believed to bring good luck for the coming year. So listen closely if you're going to order Chinese tonight, okay? The auspicious symbolism of these traditional Chinese New Year foods is based on their pronunciations or their appearance. But I find that fascinating in a linguistic way, is these foods, the way the name of the food sounds can be a lucky sound. Not only do the dishes themselves matter, but also the preparation and the ways of serving it and the ways of eating it mean a lot. Now, what is traditional food for the New Year? Long noodles, okay? So a lot of you are fans of long noodles. Long noodles represent happiness and longevity. The length and unsevered preparation of the noodles are also symbolic of the eater's life. The noodles are either fried and served on a plate or boiled and served in a bowl with their broth. Now, this is not a Chinese dish, but pho, it's spelled P-H-O. That is like the best long noodle broth I have ever had in my life. So if you can find some pho, because again, this is East Asian, eat some pho today. Chinese dumplings, they symbolize good luck and wealth. Families work together to wrap them up and eat them as the clock strikes midnight. So this will happen tonight, and it will happen a lot in my neighborhood, so I'm going to be walking around. Dumplings generally consist of minced meat and finely chopped vegetables wrapped in a thin and elastic dough skin. Popular fillings are minced pork, diced shrimp, fish, ground chicken, beef, and vegetables. The dumplings can be cooked by boiling, steaming, frying, or baking. You can make them yourself. That sounds pretty easy. Okay, fish represent an increase in prosperity. For example, your choice might be catfish. The Chinese word for catfish is nian yu, which sounds like nian yu, meaning year surplus. So the word for catfish sounds like year surplus in Chinese. So eating catfish is a wish for a surplus in the year. Whole chickens are eaten. Whole chicken symbolizes luck and wholeness. The Chinese word chicken is a homophone for ji, which is a word that means good luck and prosperity. Chicken is typically braised or roasted with simple ingredients such as ginger or soy. Some of you are probably going to order ginger chicken tonight. Awesome. Dip it in soy sauce. Traditionally, a whole chicken is first offered to one's ancestors and gods for blessings and protection. So before I go, I continue on about the chicken, I do want to say one word about the ancestors. In my neighborhood, I have witnessed Chinese neighbors kneeling in their doorways, facing out and burning incense and chanting. And not only are they inviting good luck into their homes, but they're inviting their ancestors into their homes to take part in the feasts. And even with these Chinese homes, you'll find little mandalas, I believe they're called, that have mirrors on them. And the mirrors, what they do is, if an evil spirit is trying to get into the home, the evil spirit sees itself in the mirror and gets scared and flies away. So this is the type of year to invite your ancestors back home and to invite good luck into your house. So back to the whole chicken. The feet of the chicken, and this is something I would never think to eat, but if you go into Chinese grocery stores, they're always on sale, and people are always buying them. The chicken feet are usually eaten by the breadwinner in the family, as the chicken feet might help the breadwinners grab onto wealth. And the word grab is a homophone for the chicken's talons. I can't say all these words, especially because they're written in the Chinese alphabet, which is a bunch of symbols, you know, like stacked on top of each other. But the sounds, okay? The sound of the word grab is a homophone for the sound of the word talons. Chinese New Year cake represents a higher income or position. Glutinous rice cake or niangao is eaten on Chinese New Year's Eve. In Chinese, glutinous rice cake sounds like it means getting higher year on by year. In Chinese people's minds, this means the higher you are, or the higher in society you are, or the higher in your stature, like your social economic stature you are, the more prosperous your business is, which results in a general improvement in life. The main ingredients in niangao are sticky rice, sugar, chestnuts, Chinese dates, and lotus leaves. So if you're thinking about a dessert for your dinner tonight, maybe you want to make some Chinese New Year cakes. Spring rolls, which seem to be a Western favorite, those symbolize wealth. Called Chun Juan, the spring rolls get their name because they are traditionally eating during the spring festival. And again, you know, yes, it is winter, but we're celebrating the coming of spring. Spring rolls are cylindrical shaped rolls filled with vegetable, meat, or something sweet. Fillings are wrapped in a thin dough wrapper, then fried, which gives the spring rolls that golden yellow color. Sweet rice balls. Those represent family togetherness. Sweet rice balls are the main food for China's Lantern Festival. So if you're looking for something to eat on February 5th, sweet rice balls will be it. However, in South China, people eat them throughout the duration of Spring Festival. So you can eat them anytime, but especially on February 5th. The pronunciation and the round shape of the what's called tang yuan are associated with reunion and bringing together. And that's why sweet rice balls are favored by the Chinese during this celebration period. Lion's head meatballs also represent family unity. Homemade pork meatballs are steamed or braised, and they're served with vegetables and tossed in a sweet and sticky sauce. They are called lion's head meatballs because of their shape, which resembles the head of a lion. And I looked at pictures of this, and yeah, you can kind of see that they look like that. I forgot what they're called, but they're lions. You can tell they're lions, but they're the Chinese lions. And if you go to like a Chinese restaurant or even to a Chinese home, sometimes you'll find those lions like right outside the door, like statues of those lions right outside the door, because they offer protection as well as luck. Lions also represent strength in the Chinese culture, while the meatballs signify family unity because of their roundness and their wholeness and their strength. Steamed pork belly with taro symbolizes prosperity. Pork is representative of a rich, prosperous life, wealth, strength, and abundant blessings. Steamed pork expresses the wish that the new year will be prosperous. So you tenderize the pork, serve it in slices with a balanced profile of sweet, salty, and tangy notes, which are paired with soft and starchy taro slices. Shrimp represents happiness, liveliness, as well as good fortune, because the Cantonese word for shrimp, ha, sounds like laughter, because laughter is one of those universal languages. We all say ha, ha, ha when we're laughing, okay? Well, that's the word for shrimp in Cantonese. So that will bring you happiness, that will bring you liveliness and good fortune, because it's called ha. Vegetables signify spring, of course, and wealth. Chinese New Year reunion dinner menus are not complete without vegetables. Vegetables signify spring, renewal, energy, progress, and wealth. There are several traditional vegetables, each of them symbolizing something specific. Here's a couple of examples. Lettuce. In Chinese, a word for lettuce sounds a lot like a word for becoming wealthy. Baby bok choy, which I love, can symbolize wealth and luck for the year, as well as good fortune for the future. The Chinese broccoli, the Cantonese word for broccoli is gai lan, and in Mandarin it's called jai lang. And that signifies harmony. Fruit symbolizes fullness and wealth. Certain fruits are eaten during the Chinese New Year period, such as tangerines and oranges and pomelos. They are selected as they are round and golden in color, symbolizing fullness and wealth. But more obviously for the lucky sound they bring when spoken. Eating and displaying tangerines and oranges is believed to bring good luck and fortune due to their pronunciation and even in the way the words are written. Now, if this was a video podcast, I would show you the words. So you'll just have to look them up yourself since this is only an audio podcast. But the Chinese word for orange and tangerine is chang ching. And you can look up the symbol for that word. And chang ching sounds the same as the Chinese for success. One of the ways of writing tangerine, or the word ju or ju, contains the Chinese character for luck, or ji. So there you go. If you're not feeling adventurous enough to cook these items yourself, again, go to your local Chinatown and or ask your vendor, like, what food items you should be ordering for the new year. You might also find a restaurant that will serve vegetarian and vegan alternatives to these dishes. This is something you can find in Chicago's Chinatown. There's a vegetarian vegan place that will serve up alternative versions of these dishes. So, as you can tell by the foods that are chosen for celebrations, once again, good luck is a common theme, if not the common theme, or the most popular theme for the new year. Many children receive lucky money in red envelopes. Sometimes offerings are made to temples. Now, right around this time of year, my students will come up to me and tell them that their grandparents gave them $100 or more for Chinese New Year. People clean their homes and open their door to let good luck enter, and as I've already illustrated, to invite their ancestors back home. Now, according to tradition, no one should pick up a broom in case you sweep the good luck for the new year or your ancestors out the door. So the cleaning should have already been done. So if you're listening to this and you want to celebrate Chinese New Year and your house is a mess, try to hurry it up before midnight tonight. Or just deal with the dirty house, which is probably what I'll do. Anyway, 2023, it is called the Year of the Rabbit. What does this mean? So let's talk about the Chinese zodiac. The Chinese zodiac, like the Western zodiac, is made up of 12 signs. And in the case of the Chinese zodiac, each of the 12 signs is represented by an animal or a magical creature, namely rat, ox, tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, goat, monkey, rooster, dog, and pig. In Western astrology, the signs cycle through the 12 months every year, but in Chinese astrology, each sign gets a whole year to itself and a cycle that lasts 12 years. Chinese astrology also incorporates the five Chinese elements that we talked about in traditional Chinese medicine in an episode before, way before this one. So those five elements, once again, water, metal, wood, earth, and fire. In Chinese astrology, 2023 is not only the year of the rabbit, which is what it's been called, but specifically it is the year of the water rabbit, which is also known as the year of the black rabbit. because the color black is paired with water. In addition to the 12-year cycle of animals and the Chinese zodiac, each animal is associated with one of the five elements, okay, which are associated with their own life force or qi, and correspond with luck and fortune. The rabbit is the symbol of longevity, peace, and prosperity in Chinese culture. Thus, 2023 is predicted to be a year of hope. And I hope they're right. According to Chinese astrology, the rabbit symbolizes patience and luck. This year is predicted to bring qualities that may have been lacking in the previous year, such as peace and success. So it is expected that this year will be less dramatic and tumultuous than the last year of the tiger. During the year of the rabbit, we will see a positive influence on people who are impulsive or unrealistic. Boy, do I hope that's true, as they become more level-headed and practical. It is therefore an excellent time for all of us to make crucial decisions as long as we're carefully thinking through our options beforehand in order to have the best chance of achieving our goals and realizing our plans. The year of the rabbit is going to be a favorable time for most of the zodiac signs. We can expect love or success in love and success in career advancement with no significant health concerns. Oh boy, do I pray for this for all of us. Additionally, financial success will be easier to achieve this year. The year of the rabbit brings peace, harmony, and tranquility to the new year. And if all of that is true, I'm sure you, like me, are really looking forward to the year ahead. It is now time for Bedtime Stories from the Acoustic Bookshelf. And I will read two very short poems for the Lunar New Year. This first one is called Chinese New Year by Song Dynasty poet Wang Anqi. The old year has passed in the sound of firecrackers, and the Tusu wine is enjoyed with a warm spring breeze. The rising sun shines on thousands of households, and the old peach symbols are removed and replaced with new peach symbols. The second poem is called Light Rain in Early Spring. Oh, that sounds beautiful. Light Rain in Early Spring by Tang Dynasty poet Han Yu. The rain, like a sheen of oil on Heaven Street, falls lightly. Though one sees the color of grass from afar, if one looks closely, it is not really there. The most beautiful spring scene of the whole year is this very one, far better than the willows that hang everywhere over the city. So I am now wishing everyone a gong, hey, fat choy, happy new year. May the rabbit bring us all peace and prosperity and great health. Until next week, arrivederci and zai jian.